Blog Talk Radio.
You're on the Coffee Cup.
We have a nice 70-something degree day today here in Milwaukee, and we're going to cut to a commercial and come right back on Cream City.
New York CPA Holland Taylor wants revenge against her boss, Decimal Accounting Services CEO, Carter Preston, a man she has loved since the first day she laid eyes on him in the lobby of his company. But all that changes when she overhears him saying some unflattering things about her to another executive. Devastated, Holland vows to teach him a lesson that he will never forget. Will her plan work? Or will it turn into something more than she bargained for? Fall into the pages of Love, Truth, and Consequences and let author Tasha DeMay show you what happens when you try to play a game that you may not be really ready for. Love, Truth, and Consequences. Available now free to Kindle Unlimited members.
Okay, what's up? We have a caller on the line, area code 910-910, Cream City Classica. Who's on the line?
Hello, this is Tasha DeMay.
Hey, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Yes, we understand that you have a new baby called Love, Truth, and Consequences. How are you doing tonight?
I'm fine, and yourself?
Everything's beautiful this way. Now, before we get straight into the pages, and we always like to keep it that way, wonderful, we want to get to know you a little bit first as a new author. Welcome to the show. What we like to do is have the listeners know a little bit about who you are and how you came into writing. Do you feel like you can share that with us tonight?
Yes.
All right. I'm going to give you the floor. Go ahead.
Well, I broke into the business like really, really late. I really should have jumped into it a long time ago out here. That's why I didn't do it. I'm a veteran. I'm married. I have two grown children and a whole farm of animals. I love animals. And
okay.
Like I said, I broke into the business late. I really should have done it a long time ago at the urging of a professor that I had while I was in college, but I, like I said, I was scared. I didn't really want to do that. I was like, oh, no. Think of the fear of rejection. That was the biggest thing for me. Mm-hmm. But like I was telling one of my friends this morning, I got over that. I'm going to send some stuff in. If they don't like it, they don't like it. I'm going to move on and just keep submitting until somebody takes it.
Mm. You have a very unique spin as a new author in the African-American community. Most of us usually start pretty young, and you really don't find too many people who want to jump out there on faith and just do it anyway, like you just said. So by you being late in the game, as you say, really, you're early in the game. You know why? Because you just set a new bar for a lot of people who have a great story inside themselves, but they don't want to share it because society says, you know, society says this and society says that. But you have just opened the door for a lot of other people, and that makes you so much more awesome that you already were. So I want to thank you for sharing that with us. Yes, that's amazing. Now, is there any way you could share a little bit about how or why you decided to just say, hey, I'm doing this. I don't care what people say or think. I'm going to do this while I'm still breathing and living. What happened? Like a little bit. You know, we don't want to get nosy. We just want
a
little.
I submitted an article I wrote to this web page. It was a web newspaper. And they wrote me back. And they just, like, you know, they said some really, really, really mean things. I mean, really, it was, I just looked at it and my mouth was hanging open. And I was, these people are really mean. And then I thought about it and I was like, you know what? Try them. I'm going to do this and I'm going to succeed or I'm not going to succeed. So I started taking classes. I started reading everything that I could read. And I talked with other authors. I attended events and I took their advice. And I just decided to just win, lose, or draw. I was going to do it.
We love that in you. That is so soldieristic of you to get up out there and put some, you know, lace your boots up and get out there and march for the winning team, because you're winning as long as you don't quit. You'll win if you don't quit, and that is so true. All right, so I guess my next question will have to be then, how did you go into making this become a reality? Did you try to self-publish first, or did you go straight to a house and get published? What was that like?
I kind of fell into it. I had my sister convince me to open up a Facebook page. And I'm like, what am I going to do that for? I mean, I don't want to be into that ratchetness, because that's the way that I saw it at the time. So one day, I started a blog, and I got this message from this author. He said, I'm having an event. Why don't you come over and see what it's all about? I said, all right. And he just happened to have a publishing house. And then I entered the contest, and I figured he's got thousands of people on this website. Why am I doing this? I hate contests. I really do. I really hate contests. But I entered it, and I got an email the next day telling me that I won a contract. I was like, oh, my God, is it this man? It's probably spam or something like that. So I opened it up, and I called a number, and I really did win a publishing contract. I said, excuse me. And he was like, well, you send us something. I sent him a short story I wrote, and they liked it, thought of all of it.
Wow. Wow. What are the chances of that happening? Now, if that isn't the universe telling you to go ahead and be this writer, do this thing in your lifetime, then I don't know what is. Now, can you share the publishing house, whether Reese World Publishing?
No. If they were out of London. It was Titan Publishing.
Okay.
They're out of London, and they were okay. I mean, you know, I learned a lot. I really did. I learned a lot from these people. I learned what to do and what not to do in terms of the business. I learned that there's some real cutthroats out there, and everybody is not around. Not everybody doesn't come into your life to help you. Some people actually come into your life to sabotage whatever it is that you're trying to do. And, mm-hmm. I mean, I made some great friends in that publishing house that I still talk to, even though I'm not with them anymore. You know, and they've been really, really supportive. And it's been days when I just want to just throw in a towel and go, I'm not going to do this anymore. And then I get a text from somebody, and I'm like, you know, I want to keep plugging away, and I'm going to keep writing until I reach my goals, until I get on the New York Times bestseller list and USA Today, and I get on the Today Show or CBS This Morning or something, talking about something that I wrote.
Okay, how did you manage to do that? Because that's pretty big. That's a pretty big plug right there.
The town that I live in is pretty small, and a lot of the ladies, the salespeople in the bookstore know that I was trying to get published. And as soon as I had a first book that came out with the other publishing house, and they gave me a book signing. And they were like, oh, we're going to support you. We're going to help you sell some books. These people are fantastic. They really are. I mean, they gave me a book signing. They helped me in everything, and they paired me with another author, you know, that was already established. She gave me some really good advice on how to market yourself and everything, and I was like, wow, you know, and this is great. And and that's another reason why I just decided not to give up, throw in the towel, because the Lord will bring you a support system. If you really genuinely want to do this, He'll send you a support system. And I've got a really good support system. I really do. And I kind of stumbled on.
Okay, wait a minute. What we'd like to do is take a moment to play this commercial and then come back, because we wanted to let you finish your story on how your journey, you know, the steps that it took to get Love, Truth, and Consequences out here to the streets. So we're going to play a commercial and give you a chance to, you know, gather your thoughts and get yourself paired to let us know how this happened. Is that okay?
Yes.
Okay, we'll be back shortly. We have Tasha DeMay on the line. She's amazing. Yes, it's Teresa Ray Bowler. This is Cream City Classica. Tonight we have Love, Truth, and Consequences. That is our topic of discussion with author
New York CPA Holland Taylor wants revenge against her boss, Decimal Accounting Services CEO, Carter Preston. A man she has loved since the first day she laid eyes on him in the lobby of his company. But all that changes when she overhears him saying some unflattering things about her to another executive. Devastated, Holland vows to teach him a lesson that he will never forget. Will her plan work? Or will it turn into something more than she bargained for? Fall into the pages of Love, Truth, and Consequences, and let author Tasha DeMay show you what happens when you try to play a game that you may not be really ready for. Love, Truth, and Consequences. Available now free to Kindle Unlimited members.
And we're back. We are back. It's Teresa Ray Butler with Cream City Classica. Tonight, Tasha DeMay, she talks about love, truth, and consequences, and we're getting right back to the part of her story where she lets us know, how did this happen? Tasha, with us?
Yes.
Okay. Now, you were getting to the part of the story where you were blessed to your next step. We're going to let you go ahead and reiterate on that.
I got home one day from a job, and I was just saying, what's wrong with you? I don't think I want to do this anymore. He said, you know what? You know what you need to do? You need to quit your job and just concentrate on writing, and I will take care of everything. Just concentrate on writing. I was like, are you sure that's what you want me to do? And he was like, yeah, go ahead and do it. And I said, all right. So I stopped working, and I started concentrating on my writing. And I was getting a lot of great feedback from family members and everything. And even the mayor of the town where we live at stopped me and asked me about my book. And I was like, oh, man, the mayor asked me about my book, you know. And I saw that as a sign.
Wow.
I saw that as a sign that I need to apply myself, and I need to get this book out. I don't need to give up just because I hit a bad bump with the last publishing house. I need to get this book out. I was talking to another lady that had already signed Reese World, and she was like, well, why don't you try them? They're pretty good. He works, you know, well with a lot of his authors and everything, and they're very supportive, and they have a really good support system. Why don't you check him out? I said, okay. So I sent him an email, and he asked me to send him the first four chapters of, I sent him the first four chapters, I believe, of Love, Truth, and Consequences. And he was like, oh, I like this. I really like this. Why don't you finish it and send the rest of it in? And of course, I was thrilled. I was like, yeah, okay. Because I figured he was going to tell me, oh, no, we don't do this. We only do urban literature and everything, you know, and that's all we do. I was like, oh, God, I don't think I could pull an urban story out like that, you know. And I was a little discouraged until I heard from him, and he asked me to send the rest of it in. And the rest is history.
That is so awesome that they have a broad category of different type of stories and everything. That lets everybody know that Reese World is not afraid of diversity, you know, especially coming from African-American authors, because I prided myself on the novels that I put out, because most of them, even though it was considered urban fiction, the way the stories were constructed were, like, not quite the same, you know, typical black literature that you see coming out today, you know, from the majority. So that brought me a lot of followers. It really did, you know, of all races, because I write for whoever, you know, whatever. And hearing that come from you and this publishing house makes me feel really good, because now I'm not, you know, one of the only ones who are not afraid to step out on diversity. And that is so awesome, because this is what's going to make the world a better place. You know, mixing it up, you know what I mean? Just let people write what they want to write, do what they want to do. You know, we all can't get in line and follow the same leader, because it's going to end up in the same place. So I really commend you for doing that, and I really appreciate Reese World for stepping out and, you know, accepting you and embracing you and helping you do this. Now, do you have any book signings coming out or anything like that?
Let's see. The 11th of July, I'm going to the Hot Mama Hat Society that with author Bridget Midway. I believe that's in Charlotte. I'm going to that, and I have a I have Kicking It with Aaliyah Burks, November 17th. I might have some other stuff happening too, but I don't have my list with me, so I can't recall right off. I was trying to go to the Harlem Book Fest that's happening July 17th in New York, but I don't know if I'll be able to make that. But that would have been awesome to go to. It really would have been, but I don't know. My husband keeps telling me I could do it, but I don't know. I think I'll be spreading myself too thin. So I'm thinking I might go. I don't know. The jury's still out on that one.
Have you had a chance to do a book signing yet?
No. No, I haven't had a chance to do a book signing yet. To get with my local bookstore and see if I can set something up with them and go from there.
Yeah, it's pretty simple. It's pretty simple. I don't know if Reese World has an operation for that, but it's all about the shelf talker. And the shelf talker is just basically like a placard that goes in a section where the books would be. And you send them your proposal, how you want to do it. It's pretty simple. And usually they say yes. They usually do say yes when you package it right. So, yeah, you got to use the right terms and everything. So I know all about that. And what I want to let you know is generally you'll love all the book signings. I mean, I really can't think of a reason why you wouldn't love it, but it's quite an entertaining and love-embracing situation to see people come out and support you and, you know, ask you questions about the characters and everything. It could be quite fun and very amazing. But we are coming to the end of the show. And towards the end of the show, we like to do a couple of things. One thing we like to do is give some love and light to other people, authors, anybody along your journey who has helped you or you'd like to send some people their way or what they're doing. You've already said you have a tremendous support system just from your husband, and that's so awesome. But we want to open the floor up to anybody else that you can think of that you want to just, you know, because they can listen to the show on playback later, and it'll be cool if they listen later to the show and then they hear their name, and, you know, it's all good.
Well, I would like to thank Reese. He's fantastic. He really is, because I really didn't know too much about what I was doing. I really didn't. And they've been really great. And also, author Kashana DeWitt, she is fantastic. She writes a broad spectrum of novels as well. And she's great. As soon as my book came out, she put me on her webpage and everything, and we did an interview and stuff with her. And like I said, Bridget Midway, she's fantastic. She's just like, you got to get out there. You got to do this. She's like my cheerleader. And author Des Burke, she's just, whoa. And another author, Keith Kareem Williams, he writes urban literature. Leo Sullivan, he's a publisher, and he writes urban literature as well. And I just adore Tamika Newhouse. She's just fantastic. Mm-hmm. She's one of the first urban authors I met when I got on Facebook. She was one of my first friends. She was the
She's
one
awesome.
That told me I needed to keep writing. She's just like, what are you doing? Don't stop writing. You have to keep writing. She said, you're not going to always sell books, but you just have to keep writing. If you love what you're doing, you need to keep doing it. And I was like, you know what? You're right. I need to keep doing it.
Okay. Well, we just want the listeners to know. Was there anybody else?
Shyla Colt, she was great, and author Georgia Faye Pope, I talk to her every day, and we prop each other up, because when we start to feel, you know, get the doubts and everything, so we talk every day. She writes, she writes dark books, but they're pretty good. She's an older lady, but she's all right. She was another one that pointed me to Reese World, and she was like, "Oh, you need to try them. You need to check out the website. I like what I saw." And I talked to a bunch of people. I talked to Sienna Mix, and she said, "Oh, you should try them," because I was looking all over the place for a publisher. I was even going to try some of the larger publishing houses, mm-hmm. but I don't think I had the energy to deal with that. So I figured, why not start with a smaller house and go from there?
Okay. Well, where can people buy your book real quick before we go, and how much is it?
Right now, it's on Amazon, and it's 99 cents, and it's Kindle Unlimited subscription. I haven't checked any other websites to see where else it is, because my internet's crazy.
Okay. Well, we want to thank you, Tasha, for coming to the show. Do you see a part two coming up?
Yes. I actually have maybe three more books I think I can do from that. The next one would be Miller Greenfield. I mentioned in the book that someone bought his cabin from him. He had a closet that wasn't really a closet. So I'm going to explore that a little bit more. And and then there's the nosy HR assistant, Trina. I'm going to do her story. And also, the musician that I mentioned that Holland dated, Daquan, the drummer, I'm going to do his story too. Mm-hmm. So I think I can do can do a lot with him.
Well, I support the whole dream. I really do. And I want to thank you for coming to the show.
Thank you.
We have come to the end of the show. And when you do put out part two and anything else, you have a place to shine, because on Cream City Classica, it's the number one for us all. Thank you for joining us, and come again, okay?
I will. Thank you.
Yes, love and light, all right? This is Teresa Wright Butler. Signing out. We have Tasha Shanae on the line tonight. So awesome.
CPA Holland Taylor wants revenge against her boss, Decimal Accounting Services CEO, Carter Preston. a man she has loved since the first day she laid eyes on him in the lobby of his company. But all that changes when she overhears him saying some unflattering things about her to another executive. Devastated, Holland vows to teach him a lesson that he will never forget. Will her plan work? Or will it turn into something more than she bargained for? Fall into the pages of Love, Truth, and Consequences, and let author Tasha DeMay show you what happens when you try to play a game that you may not be really ready for. Love, Truth, and Consequences, available now free to Kindle Unlimited members.